H was the axe that chopped up energy into quanta, and Planck had been the first to wield it. But what he quantized was the way his imaginary oscillators could receive and emit energy. Planck did not quantize, chop into HV-sized chunks, energy itself. There is a difference between making a discovery and fully understanding it, especially in a time of transition. There was much that Planck did that was only implicit in his derivation and not even clear to him. He never explicitly quantized individual oscillators, as he should have done, but only groups of them. Part of the problem was that Planck thought he could get rid of the quantum. He only realized the far-reaching consequences of what he had done much later. His deep conservative instincts compelled him to try for the best part of a decade to incorporate the quantum into the existing framework of physics. He knew that some of his colleagues saw this as bordering on a tragedy, but I feel differently about it, Planck wrote. I now know for a fact that the elementary quantum of action, H, played a far more significant part in physics than I had originally been inclined to suspect. Years after Planck's death in 1947, at the age of 89, his former student and colleague James Franck recalled watching his hopeless struggle to avoid quantum theory, to see whether he could not at least make the influence of quantum theory as little as it could possibly be. It was clear to Franck that Planck was a revolutionary against his own will, who finally came to the conclusion, "It doesn't help. We have to live with quantum theory, and believe me, it will expand." It was a fitting epitaph for a reluctant revolutionary. Physicists did have to learn to live with the quantum. The first to do so was not one of Planck's distinguished peers, but a young man living in Bern, Switzerland. He alone realized the radical nature of the quantum. He was not a professional physicist, but a junior civil servant whom Planck credited with the discovery that energy itself is quantized. His name was Albert Einstein.